I believe that there is something that happened, something that transpired with our ancestors that was subconsciously taught to us to have such a weird relationship and feeling towards money. Sometimes it's fear, sometimes it's the fact that we don't know, it's ignorance. But what I want to help you do right now is what I've been helping all of my clients do, which is steward what the Lord has given them and steward it well, to not only grow, but to not only have and manage, but to multiply what the Lord has given them. And the first thing that we always decide to work on, because it's really not an option, is the mindset. Because your money will never go where your mind has not went. Everything, just like how it flows from your heart, it then flows to your mind, and then it flows into your actions. There are people that came into the earth that decided that they were not going to take what it is that they were giving, and then they were going to shift their circumstances with just a thought, and then those actions follow the thought. And I know it's a little cliche, because people say, oh, I made up my mind, and then I, you know, accomplished all these things. And then you have some of these people that question that thought process, but really and truly, that is what it is. Once you make your mind up to do something, and you have really and truly make up your mind, even when it comes to serving God, there's nothing that's going to stop you from doing that. So I want to teach you the first step that we take in our Kingdom Wealth framework, which is mindset. There's a scripture in Romans that we all know that speaks so heavily on mindset. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Transformation takes place in your mind long before it takes place in the physical, before it takes place inside your financial well-being, before it takes place in your spiritual well-being, and definitely before it takes place inside any of the things that you put in place. For example, losing weight, all of that. You make the decision, right? There's a lot of biblical principles that goes towards helping us to reframe our minds and reshift our minds to make sure that we are accurately and we are attentively doing what the Lord said to do. So one of the first things I like to talk to them about is, why are we doing what we're doing? Because we need to get to the deep root of what the situation is, why you feel the way that you may feel, and then we can make those necessary changes to get you to where you want to be. But we need the motivating factors, because some people are motivated by different things. Sometimes it's external, sometimes it's internal, sometimes it has to do with trauma, sometimes it has to do with what people. So it's a lot that goes into why we do things that we do. So we want to make sure that we have the right driving force, the right motivation that is going to push us, because once those wrong motivations go, once those wrong motivations are not there, then we tend to not do what we say we're going to do. So we want to make sure that our mindset and our motivation towards what we're doing and why we're doing something aligns with what we want to do. And I believe that comes with first knowing that God called you to be prosperous. God calls you for a purpose, right? We all were created to prosper. We all were created to fulfill our purpose in life. And when we understand what our purpose is in life, then we are more inclined to fulfill that purpose. We are more inclined to do what we need to do to get that purpose fulfilled, right? So one of the things that we have to do and look forward to and stop doing is comparing ourselves to others, comparing our journeys to others. And once we have that motivating factor that is aligned with our purpose and aligned with our strengths in God, we're not going to be comparing ourselves with others. And I was thinking about this the other day, and I like to bring it up to people. And a lot of people say it too. I'm not in competition with anybody. I'm in competition with myself. I'm in competition with being a better person than I was yesterday. And we have to even shift that mindset, because when I read it in the book, like Jesus, it was like, oh my gosh, that is so crazy. And I'm going to be completely transparent and completely honest with you guys that I had a problem with comparison, and not in a bad way where I'm trying to like downgrade people. It was like, I want to be doing that too. Why am I not doing this? Like, you know, that person. And it had to shift me, because God created each one of us as individuals in his likeness and image. And you can understand the vast difference in some of us, and we all point back to the Father that speaks to his vastness. All right, let's get back on topic. But what we need to be doing is comparing ourselves and comparing our journeys and comparing our progress to what our purpose is, because when we understand where we are in that line of fulfilling purpose, we're going to know exactly how we need to work and what we need to change and what we need to shift and what more we need to do. It's not what this person is doing or what I did yesterday or what I want to do today. It has to do with what my purpose says that I am doing. So when we shift our mindset to fulfilling purpose, if our purpose is to be kingdom entrepreneurs or kingdom wealth builders or kingdom financiers, it's easier to do that when we understand our purpose in God through Christ, right? So we have to allow that our minds be in Christ. We have to let our minds be in Christ. We have to let our mind be heaven-centric, heaven-pointed, right? Because once we allow our minds to do that, then it comes easy. It comes easier. Provision becomes easier because God is not going to allow you to go through life in lack, fulfilling a purpose that he gave you to do. His word says he watches over his word to see it perform. So why would he not give you the provision to fulfill what it is that he wants you to do? Right. And even if you're not sure exactly what your purpose is in life, you still were created to prosper all of us. Jeremiah 29:11. He have good plans for us, plans for hope and a future, plans to prosper us. We don't have to worry. That's a given. That is a thought. That is a promise for us. Even in our punishments, in our situations when we're not doing what God told us to do, he always has a way back to reconcile us to our purpose and reconcile us to our relationship with him, right? So we got to make sure that we are doing our God, we are doing our purpose, that we're doing our mindset justice when we are pursuing our wealth, right? So every time we start off with something, we get to the nitty gritty of it. Why are we doing what we're doing? What are we supposed to actually be doing? And then we go from there. So what a mindset shift may look like, in addition to our motivation check, in addition to why we're doing what we're doing, is the fact that we need to heal from our trauma. Everybody may not have this experience, just as it is. We may not have to work on the first point as much as well, but all of these goes into the mindset shifts. What trauma do we have in relation to money? Is it fear of success? Is it fear of failure? Is it fear of proving people right? Is it fear of proving people wrong? Is it being that we have to live up to a standard once we reach this plateau or this certain area in our life? Is it going to be that we're going to be a constant threat or a constant reminder of what it is that God said in your life for people who may not understand where you're going? It's a lot that we have to recognize, right? How our childhood experience, our lack, our failures create fear of those successes, or we begin to self-sabotage because we don't want the burden of having to help or having to bring others or having to have everybody scrutinize you, or we don't want to have the guilt of wealth because other people in your family or your friends are not doing that. But the thing about it is, if everybody's on the same level, nobody's going to be able to help nobody. And I would rather die empty than to die full. I would rather die fulfilling purpose than to die leaving this world with my purpose not done. And when we understand that there are people, not just in this generation, but generations to come and generations after those generations, that are going to be living on off of the legacy that we were instructed to build, we put a little more fire, we put a little more pep in our step. And when you don't run after those things, you're going to have a generation that is going to be in lack. And God is going to, Ephesians, yes, God is going to ask you, why didn't you do those things? Why didn't you instruct the people? Why didn't you fulfill your purpose? Now, mind you, God's will is going to happen either way, but there are some things that are not going to happen. And when I pray daily that my destiny helpers find me. My destiny helpers will not be allowed to confidently withhold whatever it is that they have for me, that the Lord has put inside their hearts to give me, that they're not going to hold up my purpose. They're not going to hold up the purpose of those that are tied to me, right? So when you pray, you have to pray strategically to make sure that you are in alignment, you're healing, you're growing, and you're going to help the people that needs the help, right? So we have to have a mindset shift, because sometimes we think that we're not worthy. Sometimes we think that somebody else is going to be better suited. Reminder, Moses, right? Sometimes we think that God can do it with somebody else, but if God wanted to use somebody else, he would have called somebody else. And girl or man, he called you. So you have to be resolute in the fact of who you are and whose you are. You have to be so ingrained and like 10 toes down that this is who I am in God, that I am a steward, that I am an heir of the kingdom of wealth, that I am a kingdom ambassador, I'm a kingdom financier, that I'm going to help forward the kingdom. And a lot of times people think that we should not be living a good life, that we should be living this pauper lifestyle, but it's not what it is. We are supposed to be living a life that is pleasing to the Lord, that is prosperous to the Lord, right? So shift that mindset. You are a daughter of the king. You are a son of a king. You are deserving of your riches. You are deserving of what it is that the Lord has placed in the front of you or placed into your heart. You are deserving of that thing, or you're deserving to save, to help, to deliver, to the set free, to provide, and be a provisionary for somebody, right? Okay, so in addition, because it is so much that goes into this mindset shift, and I don't want to make this too long, but we have to get from a scarcity to an abundance mindset. A lot of times, and I get it, the world is a finite place. The world, the resources, everything is finite. We learned this in science, that the resources in the world is going to eventually dry up, right? And that is the world. That is the physical earth. But you serve a God that hovers. You serve a God that made something out of nothing. There was no Big Bang theory. And if there was a Big Bang thing that actually happened, it was God taking that nothing and making something. Y'all, come on. You will never lack in a place that you are in God. When you are in a place of God, you will never lack when you are in God's place. You will never lack when you are in God's hand. It is impossible. It is impossible. If he could feed 5,000, come on. If he could feed 5,000, why can't he provide for what you need? You are not in a you're not in a place of scarcity. You are not in a place of not enough. You are not in a place of lack. You are in a place of abundance, especially when you serve the God in whom I believe you serve, my God, right? Yeah. He is the God of all things. There is nothing that you cannot have. It don't matter how much people are doing it. It don't matter how much things are left. God will bring provision. Nothing is going to run out when it comes to God. Our very call is to multiply, just like Jesus. Know that if you have this one thing, that God is going to multiply it to thousands, millions, hundreds, whatever it is, if it be His will. And that's why we also talk about why we're doing what we're doing and making sure that we're aligned with our purpose. We should be in His will. There is no fear that we are walking out of alignment. That means provision finds us. Come on now. That means provision finds us. Now, how do we work on these things when you work with me? It's a lot. It's not a lot. I'm just joking. But we come to an awareness. We go back to the word. We go back to the word that God has spoken over our lives. We backtrack. What has He said? What is His promises for us? And then we work on those things. We journal. We pray. We put systems in place. Yeah, I know. Y'all probably thought, yeah, I am your CPA bestie. We put systems, real systems in place. We invest. We save, we structure our money different. We look at money different. We look at money as the tool that it is to build the wealth that God has given us, right? If you want to work with me, come. Don't stop, run. Because God is waiting to take you to your next level. And I will be that person that is going to help you to get there. Follow me, like, subscribe, share this with somebody that you believe that is going to be a benefit to, someone that needs a mindset shift, someone that needs to go from lack to abundance, someone that needs to have their strategy looked at and helped with. All right. I am your CPA bestie, your prayer warrior, your prayer partner. I will do what it is that God tells me to do to make sure that your business does what He wants it to do in the earth. It will not fall void. Not on my watch. But that is all the time that we have for today. Again, I didn't want to make this too long. I pray that you guys have a great day. Remember that, you know what? Let's pray. Let's do a quick prayer. And usually I don't pray on my podcast. I pray with my clients. But let's pray. Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you that in this few words that you would have blessed me with to share with your people, that their mindsets are already shifting, that things are already loosening to turn around so that they will be able to come to the fullness that you have called them to be, that their destiny helpers will not be able to stand still and watch them in a place of lack, and that they will be released to give them what it is that they need to go for in your kingdom, Father God. I pray right now that provisions are being released from your heaven storehouse, Father God, that lack will not see them anymore, that abundance will be their story, that they will be able to help others in need, God, that their business will be able to multiply with the anointing and power that you would have given them, Father God. I pray right now a peace that comes with this mindset shift, that they will not fight it, but they will walk into it, that they will lean into it, that they will run into your arms, that so that you will further cultivate and keep them. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Y'all have a great day. Remember, God loves you, and so do I. Bye.